Message number 640. I am an all-forgiving God ready to grant you freedom from the sins which entrap you. Saturday, December 15, 2012 at 09:45 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, I desire to reach out to those of you who are troubled in your lives at this time. I call on those of you who are in deep sin and who are despairing of ever finding comfort because of the pain you are in. You may be guilty of grave sin, including murder, abortion, violence, sexual deprivation, or you may have dabbled in the occult, but don't you know that all you must do is to turn to me and ask me to help you? I am an all-forgiving God ready to grant you freedom from the sins which entrap you. These sins can be banished from your life. All it takes is courage. Remember, there is not one sin other than the sin of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit that I will not absolve you of. It is not that sinners cannot remain in a state of grace for a long time which blocks you from seeking my pardon. It is the thought that I could never forgive you that keeps you away from me. My mercy is so great that it will be given to those who ask for it. I call out to all of you who are unsure of my existence. I ask that you trust in me. By confiding in me, communicating with me, and asking me to forgive you, that you will receive the answer you crave. I will respond, and you will feel this in your heart when you recite the Crusade Prayer for the grace of my mercy for wretched sinners. Crusade Prayer 89, for wretched sinners. Dear Jesus, help me, a poor wretched sinner, to come to you with remorse in my soul. Cleanse me from the sins which have destroyed my life. Give me the gift of a new life, free from the shackles of sin and a freedom which my sins deny me. Renew me in the light of your mercy. Embrace me in your heart. Let me feel your love so that I can become close to you and that my love for you is ignited. Have mercy on me, Jesus, and keep me free from sin. Make me worthy to enter your new paradise. Amen. Remember, it is not because souls are worthy to enter my kingdom that they receive reconciliation. It is because my mercy is so great that I can save every single sinner if only they would seek the courage they need to ask me for help. I love all of you with an abiding passion. Never reject my love or mercy, as without them you will sink further into sin and remain lost to me. When you recite this prayer, I will respond in such a way that you will find it very difficult to turn away from me again. Your beloved Jesus.